America behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I am Ben Boland. Scott.
Yes.
You showed me this, and I had no idea it existed.
You know what? I didn't have an idea that existed either until this week, and we had a listener mm-hmm. who kind of suggested this one on Facebook, I guess is the way to put that. Suggested that we take a look at a video and said, have you seen this yet? It's pretty incredible. I took a quick look at the link thinking, like, I'll see what this is, and I was completely blown away. Completely blown away by this thing. I mean, it really is fantastic. This device. You've watched it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
the Jetlev R200.
Yeah. And what was your impression of it?
Oh man, amazing! I want one.
That's what I think everybody's going to say. Just about everybody's going to say mm-hmm. immediately when they watch this. I mean, mine was. I quickly looked up the stats on it, and I think I need $100,000 right now.
Mm-hmm. How many times are you going to say that to me this week?
You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you could use $100,000 for, but mm-hmm. As far as toys, this may be money wisely spent.
So basically, the Jetlev, it looks like – people will recall the ground-based jet pack that came out a few years ago, right?
Oh, no. It's been around a long time. They had – I mean, it brought the ball into the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
They had some kind of Olympic ceremony thing.
Well, I'm thinking of an improved version, but still those things have enormous drawbacks.
Correct.
And that's why you probably don't have one now.
Yeah, there's some major drawbacks to jetpacks, although they're very cool.
Yeah.
They have an extremely limited airtime,
mm-hmm.
Flight time, I should say.
Their MPG is terrible.
Yeah, that's right. They're very, 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 very expensive.
Mm.
And like I said, the flight time is minimal. And the cost is up there. The danger aspect mm-hmm. of it, because you're over dry land.
Mm-hmm.
So what has Jetlev got going for it that maybe a jetpack doesn't have?
First, and I'm so glad you asked, first, this operates on water and it uses water jet, or excuse me, how would I say this? It uses a jet stream of water rather than a jet stream of some sort of combustible.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can tell, like, when you see the video, which again, we hope you will check out our Facebook and take a look at this.
Yeah, you know what? Can I tell somebody where to go look at it? Because, I mean, it would be helpful if you're at a computer right now. You could watch this even as we're talking about
yes.
it.
Yes. Turn off the music, though. I do not like that theme song.
the bias, because it – you know, that's – one of the band's name is Water that puts this together. And mm-hmm. that's part – that's in the title. Mm-hmm. If you search for Water Jetpack, / Get High with Jetlev. You're going to find this video. That's the exact one that we watched. It's about 3.5 minutes long, I think it is. And you're going to be blown away by this thing. Really. That's a promotional video mm-hmm. that Jetlev put out. So that's where to go anyways. Go ahead, Beth.
So here's how it starts. You can go up to 30 feet in the air on this thing, on these dual jets, these dual water jets. The only thing that attaches you to the ground, sort of, is the hose that circulates the water up to your pack, your Jetlev.
Yeah, that's right. It's a 4-inch hose mm-hmm. that's about 30 feet long, like Ben said. And now, 4-inch hose, that's pretty big. That's
yeah.
It's got to carry a lot of water through there. I mean, if you imagine, mm-hmm. you know, you go to a hardware store,
Yeah, a plumber.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Look at the circumference.
Look at a 4-inch yeah. hose and imagine 30 feet of that. That's got to carry a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary to lift a human in the air that high. But
mm-hmm.
I think the coolest thing about this, Ben, is mm-hmm. how that stays in the water. What the little device that holds that
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you do is it – and this is kind of a self-contained unit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to say it, because, you know, you don't have to have somebody down there on another machine flying, you know, operating around with you.
Right.
Driving a boat or whatever. You tow along your own little supply with you, your power supply with you.
They call it a boat unit, right?
Yeah, because it houses the motor
mm-hmm.
that runs the pump that feeds the water to the jetpack. So really – all of the mechanicals of this thing are down in the boat on the water, and you don't have to carry that with you on your back, which is another advantage over the jetpack in that, you know, everything isn't right on your back. You've got this support boat, I guess, that you're towing behind you.
That's a good way to say
it. And it's really small. It's not a very big boat.
Yeah, it's like it's 127 inches long.
Yeah, so it's a small boat. It's about 4 feet across.
Yeah.
And it's really short. It's only about 2 feet high, but it's fully sealed, so the top is covered.
Mm-hmm.
The motor lives in there, and it has a pump, you know, obviously down in the water that feeds the system. And it's really, it's like a 200 horsepower mm-hmm. four cycle marine engine that, you know, mm-hmm. is pumping water to this thing. So it's a decent size engine that's feeding this, but it requires that much power just to get a human up that high.
Yeah, because as you guys can imagine, the physics of this are pretty interesting, especially when you see somebody getting started. What they do is they start running across the water like
yeah.
those lizards
yeah.
who are tremendously fast.
I think that's like a specialty move, you know, like, a,
yeah,
like an advanced move.
You don't have to do that.
I don't
that's
think
stylistic.
So, but you would do that, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you?
Of course. You know, when you watch that video, that is one of the coolest things is when you, it kind of opens your eyes. I'll be honest, there are a lot of moments in this where you kind of like, there's an intake of breath and your eyes are wide open and you're going,
yeah.
oh my gosh, I can't believe what I'm seeing because it's so unusual.
Now, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about the safety aspects of this because mm-hmm. one of the problems with conventionally powered jetpacks, right,
mm-hmm.
is that there is an enormous potential for disaster.
Yes.
With this kind of setup, it's a little bit different because, again, you're over the water. Now, first, when I first think of some sort of combustion-powered jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
What I always think of is some poor rocketeer-type dude kicking his legs too far behind him and
yeah.
losing them.
Yeah, sure.
Which, if you look at the design of jetpacks, is actually really difficult to do because
yeah, yeah.
it goes out. Excuse me. But with the with these, the pressure from the jets of water is not high enough. The PSI is like 60 PSI, so it can't actually damage your legs.
Now, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
60 PSI. You would think, now, the power washer at home, you know, mm-hmm. when you use a power washer to clean the driveway, it may be 2,000 PSI,
mm-hmm.
something like that, the kind that you use at a coin car wash.
Yeah.
Have you ever put your hand in front of one of those things?
It stings.
It really hurts. Yeah.
yeah.
And some of them will cut you if they're strong enough.
Yeah.
You can be cut by water.
Well, those
easily.
Are like commercial grade.
Yeah, exactly. But, this is not even close to that. I mean, it might hurt a little bit just because it's strong water force, but it's like
yeah.
putting your hand in a fast-running stream or something like that.
Right,
Maybe a
yeah.
bit more than that, of course, I know. But it's not going to burn your legs off like a jetpack might if you were to kick them back.
Yeah, 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 which is my phobia of jetpacks.
And the thing is, another thing they mention is just that it's really stable.
Mm-hmm.
The stability of these things is, I guess, really remarkable because of the weight of the hose behind you,
mm-hmm.
which they say that you don't really feel when you're at speed. When you're at low speed, you'll feel it a little bit, the drag of it. But
sure.
once you get up there, the pressure overcomes that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole center of gravity thing, it's far below what your center of gravity is. So
right, the nozzles specifically, right?
Yeah, exactly. The way that the nozzles are shaped and the way that they're directed
mm-hmm.
helps to I guess minimize the instability that you would have in another type of pack where maybe the center of gravity is higher.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, it's extremely stable, and they said that even beginner flyers would be able to use this right away with no problem. There's no like issue with wanting to roll over or
right.
It really rights itself.
And there's and the stability also goes into the way the person is attached in here because you don't just strap it on. You do have a body harness, but you also have a torso sort of saddle arrangement mm-hmm. and a trapeze.
The trapeze is for your feet.
Yeah, the trapeze is for your feet.
Which
yes.
is cool. You can hook your feet into this trapeze thing,
mm-hmm.
and then it's kind of like you're just sitting down
mm-hmm.
as you're riding this thing.
Yeah.
Or you can let your legs hang free and do like you mentioned before, where you're running across the water, or kicking, or doing whatever you need to. I guess you could throw your legs around to do different maneuvers, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And because the hose provides this stability, you can actually do a little playtime on there, but you have to be over 18.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get mad if you're a 14-year-old fan. Thanks
yep.
for listening, because we'll get to the price, but the if you're a 14-year-old it's actually really good news for you that you have to be 18 because it gives you enough time to save up for this.
That's right. I think I might have blown this earlier in the
podcast. Oh, well, yeah, we already mentioned it.
That's
yeah.
All right. Well, for those of you that weren't paying attention at the beginning, we'll mention it again at the end. But this company that's building these, Jetlev Industries, or Jetlev Technologies, rather.
Yeah.
Jetlev Technologies Incorporated. They're the ones who produced the Jetlev R200, and they've got three phases for this year. So if you think it's just a, this is a one-off thing that, like a prototype that you'll never see again, that's not the case.
Yeah, they've been working on this since 2000.
Yeah, this is to the point now where they've got a plan to roll out X number of units each year, and it goes in phases. Mm. They've got phase one, which is 70 units, and that's between May and July of this year. So they're underway right now.
Yeah.
Delivering 70 units, to, suppliers, not suppliers rather, but, dealers. Mm-hmm. Then there's a phase two, which has, they're going to produce 130 units, and that's between July and September of this year. And then, between September and the very end of this year, 2011, they're going to produce 300 units in phase three. So that's 500 units this year that they're going to produce. And I don't know. I think there's a good chance that we're going to see this somewhere around here.
I wouldn't be surprised, because if you check out if you check out their market that they're going for, they do want, they do sell to private owners.
Mm-hmm.
They're also looking for distributors, dealerships, service centers, which I think you'll end up having those be all the same company
at
some point.
So.
And trainers. And then, of course, here's the part I'm more excited about, because we did already mention that this thing is quite expensive. The part I'm excited about, and the only way I see myself realistically having one, or having experience on one, is if they have a rental place.
Yes, rental place. That's great, because around, touristy areas, resort areas, I could see this doing a booming business on a beach. If somebody were to see this, you'd have to do it. This kind of one-ups the paragliding.
This does sort of one-up the paragliding.
Yeah.
It'll be parasailing
or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah, parasailing.
Something like that. It's, and the jet skis and everything, those are great and a lot of fun. But, if you see this in action, oh my gosh, I'd have to get on one of these.
This is so weird that we're doing another podcast on water toys.
It's
really cool. We only wanted to give you the best ones that we know of. Another thing that's really interesting scientific point, the Jetlev R200 works in salt and fresh water.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so the way that it does this is it uses, Teflon coatings and anodized aluminum. It's a little thing, but it's a nice thing.
No, it's nice because what corrosion does to anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you bring even a fishing pole or something that's not really built for saltwater use, it just destroys it quickly. That's one consideration that they thought. That's really important. Also, this whole thing. Remember we mentioned that, it's not the entire unit that you're carrying with you in the air. It's actually contained in that.
Yeah, in that, the boating unit.
Yeah, exactly. That other boat. It's only 30 pounds. And 30 pounds, it may sound like, well, that's kind of still a lot of weight, but if you're on the water,
it's lifting you 30 feet in the air.
It's strapped on your back. Mm. And I mean, it's really not going to feel like that much at all. And it's strong enough to lift you in the air. But what that does is, it frees up a whole lot more power, to be able to get that lift that it needs. Otherwise, if it was trying to overcome the weight of the engine, if you had the entire thing contained in your back, all the fuel, everything, this thing, it would weigh a ton. It really would.
Yeah, it'd be difficult to see how it would work efficiently.
And you'd have the issue of being able to keep that hose in the water, because I think you would undoubtedly, at some point, you'd push the trigger so far that it would exceed the length of the hose that's dipping down into the water.
Next thing you know, you're running dry.
Exactly, and then you're falling, and that's no good.
Well, it's okay though. It's not near as bad as falling in a ground or a terrestrial jetpack.
Well, that's why we mentioned safety, because this thing has only got a 30-foot. Well, not only it has a 30-foot hose, which is really good. It's pretty high up when you look at this on video.
It's pretty high up when all that you have keeping you there is a backpack and some water.
Yeah, that's right. Water keeping you in the air at that height. But the thing is, if you're falling, and let's say you're not around docks, you're not around boats. You're not supposed to be anyways.
Right. You're around open water in a lake or near the coast.
Exactly. That's not a big deal if. Let's say that you inadvertently let go of the control and start to drop.
Sure.
I think that's really not a problem, is to, splash down into the deep water. I don't think it's really a big deal.
Well, if you're trying to impress some people who are watching you.
Yeah.
Socially, it might be a big deal, but physically, you are much safer than you would be in a conventional combustion-powered jetpack.
Exactly. And we mentioned, jetpacks have that limited runtime, right? Mm-hmm. That, and I mean, really, I thought the jetpacks, and I'll have to look back at my notes, but I thought it was measured in, if not seconds, in just scarce minutes, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 minutes. You burn up that fuel super quick.
Right, yeah, because you can't really carry as much because, again, you're self-contained.
No, like think back to when, you know, then they had the guy bring the football into the Super Bowl. I think he just arrived from the other side of the stadium where he just went up and over the wall and in, and that was it. It's done. The jetpack's out of fuel. this one, you know, with the fuel at wide open throttle, you've got 2 hours of fuel capability here. So you can spend two hours on the water goofing around. Or if you're doing it, you know, cruising speed, you can go up for up to 3 hours, I believe is what they said. Mm-hmm. So considerably different.
And as they say on their FAQ, it's actually not that loud. They do have some noise buffering technology there on the boat unit. You know what, man? Let me correct myself because I've been using the phrase combustion-powered jet craft. Mm-hmm. This technically is a combustion-powered jet craft because it has that engine powering it.
Yeah, good point. Someone would write in and say that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Technically, yeah, but...
know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's water jet propelled. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing we should mention here, Ben, too, is that you probably got other things, you know, but the training. Because it's not a big deal. I thought this would take a long time to learn how to do, and you know, you'd have to be an expert.
Just gotta learn an easy touch.
Avionics or whatever, you know, it really is. They say that a good instructor can teach someone how to fly in 6 minutes.
If you are under 22, you need a boating license.
Okay.
But, I read that too, and I was startled because it seems like the controls would be much more complicated.
6 minutes. That's it. And, the thing about the controls is that, you know, at the very first, when you're first learning, the instructor can remotely control your throttle control. So they're able to control you in this jetpack.
Take you up, bring you down.
Exactly, and smoothly, and they can turn you, do whatever they need to do. But that's just so you get the feel of what it feels like to actually have it happen and how much throttle it needs to do what it needs to do so you don't shoot yourself right to the top and then freak out and let off the fuel. So, you know, once you master these real, real basic skills, then they turn the controls over to you and allow you to, kind of experiment on your own and play around with this. But there's all these different levels of training. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is training because you still will need an instructor to teach you how to do different maneuvers because we talked about, some of the simple things you can do. You can, I guess what they call taxi forward and slowly, you know, they call it slow neutral, I think is what they call it. Taxi neutral and slow forward is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then you can go forward and do turns. You can do deep water takeoffs, which is, you know, when you're sitting in the water and you shoot out of the water.
Yeah, which is neat.
Yeah, which is really cool. You can do liftoffs and turns and landing and all that. But that's when you're assisted. That's all just something you can learn in under 15 minutes with an instructor.
Wow.
And then there's a beginner course, which that goes on, you know, same exact skills that you have in beginner, but you can also learn to land in waist deep water. So you can control that descent a little bit better.
Cool.
And then there's intermediate, and this is getting up into hours now. So like it's 1 to 10 hours, depending on how skilled you are. Everything's a little bit faster. Faster turns, faster takeoffs, faster speeds. And one thing is that at this one, intermediate, you're learning how to hover at up to 20 feet, which I think is cool.
Cool. Because that's really close to the outer limit and then, upper limit, and it's a hover.
Exactly. And then once you start doing rolls and walking on water, that's one of the advanced
skills.
That's
the one I want to try.
I'm sorry, that's intermediate. And then advanced, this is where you start to do hands-free flying. Where you also learn how to hover at the maximum height, which is 25 to 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I think 28 is about what they say. 28
is when they're going to, because you need 2 feet for the hose to hit the unit. But just so people know, if you are for some reason not going to watch this video, if you get up to a certain height and you've got the stability of this, because of the way it's built, the stability increases with the speed, right? That you're taking.
Yes.
Because of the hose and the boat union attachment. So when you get past a certain threshold, you can do the look, ma, no hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can set it on kind of a remote control. Not remote, but
cruise control.
Cruise control is a better way to say that. You're right. So you can hover at a certain height and then hands free it, which is really cool. And then they have something, there's one maneuver here that's advanced. They call it the Penthouse Express, which is you're able to accelerate vertically from the water all the way to the 30-foot max just quick. Which I think is pretty cool. That would be a lot of fun.
That's like the black belt move.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I should mention, there's some banned maneuvers as well, things that they don't want you to do in this thing.
Some unsafe ones.
Yeah, unsafe ones. And this is really about the last thing I have on this because these banned maneuvers, these are the ones that you may want to do, but you're cautioned against because they're dangerous. Vertical takeoffs from shallow water, like the shore or the dock or boat. I saw that in the video, though. I saw them take off from the dock. Yeah. But that's the professional
marketing. Goes by the dock, too, and kind of splashes people.
Yeah, I think in the video you'll see some of these banned maneuvers, but maybe that's just for people that are just now teaching how to fly. I don't know.
Maybe what they edited out was the part where they figured out why those should be banned.
Maybe. That's right. Yeah, maybe after that they figured it out. But also vertical landings to a shallow bottom shore, dock, boat.
Sure.
Drops, which are rapid descent with little or no power, which we just mentioned that. I mean, it's probably relatively safe to do, but it's not recommended because what's below the surface?
You have no idea.
Could be coral. Mm-hmm. Could be a post from a dock. Could be anything. Mm-hmm. Shipwreck.
Yeah. Swimmers.
Yeah, sure. Snorkelers.
A sea breacher that you didn't see popping out.
A sea urchin.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. you could do a fall arrest, which is stopping, if you're dropping, stopping that fall by gunning the throttle, which also might be pretty cool. I don't know. Sounds kind of
I think I would try that one.
Flying backwards, which, again, sounds really cool. See, all these are the fun ones.
Is it always the fun ones?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Okay, so flying backwards, that's one. Underwater travel, which I saw in the video.
Yeah.
That looked like a lot of fun. Where this is cool. The again, in the video, the guy is he's kind of tunneling along underwater and then shoots out and up into the air, which is...
That did look really cool.
That's awesome. Yaw turns beyond 90 degrees in each direction. Somersaults and tumbles, which I can understand. You don't want to get a
clearly.
Kink in that hose.
Yeah.
That one I can understand. And then just other high-risk maneuvers, which is pretty vague, but... See what I mean? The fun ones are banned, but you know what? It's still worth it. This thing, it would be so much fun to fly over the water like that.
It would. I would actually really like to hear from listeners who are interested in this sort of watercraft, and especially if you are going to buy one or if you think, like, if you already live near a body of water with a lot of tourism, let us know if this comes to your part of town, your neck of the woods.
Yeah, because they're looking for dealers right now. And like I mentioned, they're going to be building 500 units to ship out here in the U.S. and worldwide. They've got other worldwide markets that they're searching for right now for dealers in. Mm-hmm. And, as far as I know, I think they've got one in the United Arab Emirates. And I thought there was
those guys get all the cool toys.
I know. I'll take a quick look at my notes here, but there's another one, I think, somewhere else. Let's see. There's one in Germany as well. There's at least two overseas, and here in the United States, there's one in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Oh, and Dania Beach, D-A-N-I-A, Dania Beach, Florida. So there's two here in the United States and two abroad. $100,000.
Yeah, I know.
$100,000.
Yeah, $100,000 US.
Yeah.
Wow. Not Australian nor Canadian.
No, that's a lot of money, but still, watch the video. Tell me if you don't think that's worth saving for.
Yeah. And, honestly, I think it would be cool just to watch it in real life too.
I do too. I'd love to see somebody just kind of goofing around on one of these,
I'd like to see people racing them.
Fantastic idea, Ben. it could almost be like a death match type thing where, they've got weapons and they're trying to knock each other out of the sky. And
that'd be awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll
sever the hose.
The hose. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See? I don't know if that's probably going to be a banned activity.
I would think so. Yeah.
Jet lev fighting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But what? Oh, like a joust.
Yeah.
They could have a joust.
Cool.
You could have a joust 30 feet in the air above the water.
With, what are those pool toys? Fun Doodles? Do you remember those? You remember Fun Doodles?
Yeah. Can you imagine, what if two very immature people like you and I got these and we happen to live on the same lake?
We would totally have a joust.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
How would that, even if you didn't want to, I would joust you.
Oh my gosh. That'd be great.
Best chase scene ever.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we have to get out of here. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we obviously enjoyed doing it. So send us a line, drop us a message on our Facebook or Twitter about this and other watercraft or anything other, any other topic, excuse me, that you'd like us to cover. You can also find us on our website, howstuffworks.com. And if you want to give us a letter directly, go ahead, pop open your email program and drop us a line at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.